We've gotten through a number of NFL games this weekend, previewing week number one in the National Football League. But there are some games maybe a little bit off the radar that we still need to discuss, but I haven't had time for a full breakdown. We're going to do that here with the two-minute drill. Joe O, Sammy P, where's the room? That is just a few minutes away. I have not looked. I cannot wait to find out. College and NFL will find out where the room is at. The room has been getting their ass whooped. Okay.
1-9.
So I can't wait to see it. That's college. How did it? Okay. You said the room for the NFL last night, the number one prop was Saquon. Do you remember anything else from that?
No, I mean, Eagles were popular in the room, but we didn't get the full list on time. That's not our fault. Exactly. That's their fault.
Yeah. Well, Saquon was a clear loser, not even close to hitting 93.5 rushing yards in the season opener. All right, we bring in our executive producer, Paul Aspen, to play the two-minute drill. What's up, Paul?
All right, guys, we'll start with a game that's gotten some Survivor discussion, but a little nervous discussion about it, too. Cardinals-Saints. Cardinals, 6.5-point favorites on the road. Where are we at on this game? Kyler Murray and company going down to the Who Dat Nation for their opener.
I hope the Saints win outright. I hope. Don't have a single cent on it. I'm hoping this is a popular Survivor play. People go Arizona and get knocked out, but it's a stay away from me.
My concern is that New Orleans Saints are a bad team, but everybody goes against them in week one in Survivor, and then they somehow win week one. They're bad overall. Like, I don't know, the Patriots last year. That was a big upset that knocked out a lot of people. They pull off an upset victory, and they're terrible. They have four wins. Or we talked about the Jaguars' experience any number of years with them, where they would win or they would lose week number one. The opposite of what the expectation is with that squad. That's my concern. I did see this stat that I found alarming. And Paul, it sounds like you're considering some Arizona in Survivor.
I am, yeah.
Okay. Kyler Murray has been a favorite 32 times. He's favored to win the game 32 times. His straight-up record in those 32 games, 15-17 below 500.
It's not great. Poster before or after Call of Duty. I need follow-ups.
Yeah, right. Right. That's later on in the year, right? So if you're going to take Arizona, you want to take them earlier on in the season. That's how last
Quick
year went.
Follow-up. All right. If the Saints win, what's Spencer Rattler's numbers? Like, give me yards. Give me yards. Saints win.
No. Is it possible for him to get to 200? Have we seen that much from him?
But if they win, doesn't he? So here's what I'll say. Like, if you believe in the Saints, you could do Saints money line, Spencer Rattler 250 plus and 2+ touchdowns, and that's 20-1. If you believe in the Saints.
His profit.
Unless you think
186-199. That's his range.
Yeah.
Over under.
Yeah, not a lot of expectation out of him. It's disgusting. Sam, it sounds like you're going to have nothing in this game, but
nope.
I might take there. If we get to seven, can we get to seven? I might get there. Six and a half. Pinnacle's at six, so I don't know that we're going to get to seven. But if we're there, I might take some Saints. They're very scary for Survivor. I've been thinking about them, but Kyler as a favorite is scaring me off.
Next game, team of death, number of death. Bengals at the Browns. Bengals -5.5, total of 47.5. Could also, if I think anyone on this show is interested in Survivor, anything on this game, Sam, we'll start with you.
Nope. The Bear, though. The Bear is going Bengals in Survivor. I said, Godspeed, Bear. Good luck.
Holy crap. Damn. Okay, no. I like the Browns to cover. They might win this game outright. We've talked about it ad nauseum. If you're not with us during the preseason talking about it, Zach Taylor's terrible. Joe Burrow's terrible in the first 2 weeks of the year. It's funny because every Bengals preview I've heard, people are like, well, that's true, but here's the thing. They're talking about how Burrow's playing more in the preseason. They're starting stuff earlier. They're trying to combat that. They know they've had their early season struggles. They said the exact same thing last summer. It was all the same garbage, and some people fell for it. It didn't work. I'm not falling for it this time. Give me the Browns. They're going to cover. They might win this game outright.
I'm with you. I am with you on the Browns. They're very live. Joe Flacco, vet, coming in all offseason to prepare against that terrible defense. All right, next game on the card, Titans-Broncos. Titans, a 8.5-point dog in Denver, rookie quarterback, elite defense, et cetera, et cetera. Joe.
Low total. Nothing on the spread. Yeah, nothing on the spread. A lot of people probably have Eagles to Broncos in their teasers, and now they're waiting on Denver because the Philly leg got home. It's a survivor conversation that we've had many times with this team. That's the only thing that I am considering. Am I a little scared that Cam Ward can buck the trend and win his first game and it be on the road? Maybe he's that dude. Maybe something like Jaden Daniels. A little bit, but the Titans also suck. They covered the spread twice all of last season. So, yeah, this is the most popular survivor play. It should be. That's the only way I'm doing anything with this game. How about you, Sam?
I saw this from Evan Abrams. If you're not following Evan, I don't know what you're doing. He has insane NFL gambling stats. At Evan H. Abrams, there have been 28 quarterbacks taken number one overall since 1970. Mm-hmm. In their first start, according to Evan Abrams, they are 5-22-1 straight up. 5-22-1. Step right up, Cam Ward. Good luck.
Do you remember who won last year?
Caleb Williams.
That's right. A bad beat for you, sir.
Did
worst
nothing.
Beat of the year.
He did nothing in the game.
I know.
I'll be on some Titans. Plus 8.5, but we need more in our next segment.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Bo Nix lane 8.5 to anyone, I think, is kind of insane right now. But we move on. Dolphins-Colts. Dolphins, what are we? Dogs short favorites. They're a short dog at BetMGM plus one. 46.5 is the number. We talked about this a little bit earlier. Are the Dolphins as bad as the Colts? And Daniel Jones is on the other side. It's in Indy. Sam?
I'm glad that we saved a lot of these games for two-minute drill because I have no bets, no interest. Didn't even think about putting this one in the contest, but I do know some guys in Vegas that laid Colts and laid pick. I will not be joining that party. I am staying so far away from this game. I won't watch it. I won't follow it. I might not even talk about it on Monday.
Ooh. So, do you remember who was the defensive coordinator last year for Cincinnati that got fired?
Anarumo.
He's the Colts defensive coordinator. I didn't even realize that they made that switch to go to him. My God. I don't know about that one. I hope this doesn't make my top five. My brain says Miami, that going from Anthony Richardson to Daniel Jones, you don't flip to become the favorite when you make a decision in favor of Daniel Jones instead of Richardson. Not a statement about Richardson, just a statement about Daniel Jones. I don't think they should be fired. I'm rather favored, maybe fired. But I look at the Dolphins. When do you want to back them? You want to back them when Tua's healthy, when everybody's healthy right now. I worry about the defense a bit. But I don't expect the Colts offense to be able to keep up with Miami, and they're on the turf. I don't get it. They should still be favored. There's so much Daniel Jones love out there. I'm not with that. I'll probably be on the Dolphins. I don't know that they're going to be a top five ATS pick for me in the next segment.
They're in the conversation for me as well. I will say, so I'm in a 10-point teaser league. They will make the card. As one of my four picks in that. Yeah. And we've got Monday Night Football. Sam will be in town. Vikings, Bears. We'll get more in this game on Monday, obviously, but I think we're probably all aligned on this game, Sam.
I saw Michael Wilbon yesterday make an appearance on Chicago radio with Waddle and Sylvie and say that J.J. McCarthy is a bum. And J.J. McCarthy, all he did in college was hand the ball off. What's the number? Over, under. How many Michigan games did Michael Wilbon watch when J.J. McCarthy was there? Anybody want to throw a number out?
I'd set it at 2.5.
Under.
Under? You didn't watch the Ohio State game?
I go under 2.5. Yeah, J.J. McCarthy, by the way, went 27-1 in college.
Yeah. Under 2.5.
The Vikings are going to win. Better defense, okay. Better team. Dare I say better coach? How dare he say that? It's all true.
Might be true. Pay attention to this injury report coming out over the next couple of days. Because of Monday game, the final injury report is going to be Saturday. Is Jalen Johnson going to be out there for the Bears secondary? That is going to be big. One of the best in the game at his position. So pay close attention to that. A number of guys not practicing earlier in the week for the Minnesota Vikings. Darisau, Harrison Smith. So pay close attention. We'll have a full breakdown coming up on Monday, but it doesn't sound like anybody on this show is on the Bears.
We are not. All right. Nope. Brian Gerch, time to find out for the first time this season where the room is at.
Where's the room?
That's Wetz, Joe O, Sammy P, all still hanging out. Where's the room? The room was shellacked in college football to start the season. Brutal. 10%. 10% is the number so far. We're not even adding Saquon to last night's game. We've got college. We also have NFL. Why don't we start with college? Paul, let us know where the room is at with college football in week two.
All right. Number five, Texas -36.5 against San Jose State, my team. Iowa State -3.5 against Iowa. Sam, this one's for you. Illinois -3.
Oh, you knew it. You knew it was coming. You knew it.
Ole Miss -8.5. And the number one bet team at BetMGM in college football this weekend. Go Blue +5.5.
Wow. So you're on the other side on a couple of these, Sam. Good calls.
I love that the room, number one room bet in college, off a 1-9 start, you're going to take the public dog in Oklahoma. I love that. Not as much as I love the room being on Illinois, though. That was definitely going to happen. We talked about that a couple of days ago. I said, you watch. They're going to come out of the woodwork and lay Illinois. They are. They're going to lay 3. Of course they are.
Oh, let me add a couple of notes here, too. Okay. Money. Most bet teams. Number one is Illinois.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Most bet totals. The number one play, Michigan, Oklahoma, under. Mateer, let's go. Let's go. Kill him. All right. Yeah, most bet dogs to win, Michigan +165. Oh, this is lovely. Oh, I can't wait to go against the room. Yeah.
All right, and then NFL for the first time, which again, 1-9, the room in college football this season, just in case you haven't heard that yet. So NFL, number 5, the Giants +6. Number 4, the Lions +2.
Uh-oh.
Number 3, the Broncos -8.5 at home against the rookie. Number 2, the Steelers -3, Aaron Rodgers' debut against the Jets in Pittsburgh. For Pittsburgh. And then tonight, the Chiefs -3 against the Chargers in Brazil.
Of course.
Good.
That's not a surprise. Also understand those are a little bit skewed because that game is today.
Sure.
So you're going to have more bets on that game than any other game because it is today, tonight, whatever. Not a surprise, though, that they're betting the Chiefs. We discussed this off the top, first hour of the show. during the Friday Feels segment when I brought up Ben Solek giving picks out of the second grade classroom. Chiefs were always going to be popular, always. And what they're going to do tonight is they're going to parlay the Chiefs to win in the over. That's what they're going to do.
Are you scared off with Detroit and the New York Giants popping on this? I am not.
I should be, but I'm not.
It's 4 and it's 5. Michigan teams always get love. New York teams are going to get love. We can talk more about that coming up. Lightning bets on the other side. Keep it here, the BetMGM Network.